still learning, still growing. We have a great example to follow, and we have a wonderful Savior that we have as an example for us. So thank the Lord for it. It's great to be here, Pilgrim Camp. Great to see brothers and sisters. You know, it's nice to hear brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so, right? And that's a reality. Our true family is our spiritual family. Amen. Because that's the family that's the family of God, and that's the family that lasts forever and ever. So thank the Lord that you can look around and say, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, I get to see you forever. I get to see you forever. That's a wonderful family of God. Well, it's nice to be here back in my hometown. When we go to different places around the world or we travel and we meet different people, they always say, where's your hometown? And I get to say New York, but I get to say also Brant Lake, New York. A wonderful place to be. And it's just great to be back in the mountains. And it's always good to come back here to be refreshed. Do you like it here? You like to go swimming? Play some baseball? I used to love coming to camp as a camper. I remember Brother Dave was my camper, and I think Brother George was around at that time. Yeah. Oh, counselor, yeah. There you go. And Brother Phil, and several others. So, and this Brother Phil here, too. Brother Phil was my Nonantum counselor, and you know what he used to do? He used to give a challenge to the campers. He used to say, if anybody can beat him in ping pong, he will buy them a sundae at the boathouse. I wonder if that's still available. I don't know. Maybe you can ask him sometime, you know, see if that's available or not. But, yeah, they taste good. Sundays taste good. Oh, now you're telling stories. I got a few. Don't tell anybody. Okay. Well, we now are, we've come from China last month, and we're going back to China next week. And so we've been in China for more than 10 years, and we've had an opportunity to be there and to share Christ with other people around us, and to share Christ specifically to students there, and to share Christ in a way that God is just glorified and people are able to know Him more. You know, when I came to camp, I always, after coming for a few years, I began looking forward to coming to camp. Because not just for the good food or for the sports, but because I had a personal relationship with Jesus. Even at starting at age 7, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I said, Jesus, I want you in my life. I open my heart and I say, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me for my wrong. I want you to live inside of me. And ever since that time, I've always felt Him living inside of my heart. And so that's a wonderful step. That's a step that you just say, God, come into my life. And one thing with Brother Phil, I always appreciate, even this past Sunday when we were down in the meeting house, as he's speaking all throughout the many, many years, I won't tell you how many years I've known Brother Phil, but many, many years that I've known him, he's always talked about relationship with Jesus. Relationship with Jesus. Why? You know, you talk about the one that you love. You talk about the one that you have a relationship with and that you're close with and that you're interested and excited with. I remember the meetings in Nonantum. Just again, getting on our knees and being led by Brother Phil to commit our lives to Christ. And it was in Nonantum that I said, Lord, I give my life to you. Not just my heart, but I give my life to you. And it was there that he placed on my heart, serve me, serve me, serve me wherever you go, but also serve me in missions. And so God did that in my heart, and I've been trying to serve him and follow him all of my life. How about you? Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Do you want to serve him? Oh, he can, if you open your heart to him, he does wonderful things. He does great things in your heart, in your life. And so one of the best things that you can say to him is, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No matter how old we are, no matter how young, how old we are, God wants us to say yes to him. Would you say that right now with me? Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When you simply say yes to the Lord, he comes in and he does the work in you. And he does the work through you. He changes you. He helps you. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is to walk with God and to partner with God. Wow, walking and partnering with Him and doing His work with His power and His strength. Let's say yes to the Lord. Let's say, yes, God, I want to follow You. Yes, Lord, I want Your will in my heart and my life. And simply at any time in your heart, any time in your life, when you say yes to the Lord, He comes in and He does the work in you and through you. I'm so glad that I don't have to go to China alone. I can go with my wonderful wife and my sister. She is just a blessing to me, Hina. I go with my two little boys. Micah is 3 and Caleb is 6. They've spent most of their life there. And I get to go with my best friend, Jesus Christ. And that's the wonderful thing. When we walk, whatever we do in our life, we're not alone, but He is with us. Just briefly tonight, you know, what we do in China is we've been working with college students and in the previous years. And a couple of years ago, I had about 150 students that I had a chance to share about Christmas and Easter and about God's goodness. And I got to see hearts here, sometimes for the first time, about Jesus and His love and about someone dying on the cross for them because of great love. This past year, we've also been in China, and we've had a chance now to also work with high school students, which is a new opportunity, kind of unheard of. And in this opportunity, now I get to meet with students 5 times a week, Monday through Friday, and I get to teach them different subjects. But in the subjects, I get to share with them the truth and about God's love and about a plan and a purpose God has for people, that God loves them. And so this is a really great opportunity in a country where sometimes we don't always have that opportunity. And maybe this door is just open for a time, but 5 days a week, we get to share God's goodness. Isn't it great to wake up in the morning and hear about God? You get to have devotions and meetings. That's a wonderful thing. And I hope that even as you return back to your homes, that you'll take that time, your personal time, and say, Jesus, I'm going to meet with You each morning. Jesus, I'm going to talk with You, and I'm going to read Your word and hear about Your goodness and grace. In the Bible, it's amazing to see the lives that were changed by God's power. We see old people, we see young people, we see men, women, boys, and girls that were changed by the power of God. And there was one example that comes to my mind lately that I'm challenged by because of the environment that I work and live in. And that is the story of Esther. You know the story of Esther? Yes. Esther lived in a foreign country. And she lived there and became actually the Queen Esther, Queen of Persia. But one day, an evil man wanted to eliminate all of her type of people, the Jews. And so he came up with an evil plan. Her uncle found out about it and said, Esther, you need to do something. You need to go to the king and say, stop this plan, this evil plan to kill all these people that are your people, and they'll probably even kill you. So Esther was brought to a dilemma. She could hide and hope that nothing happens to her, or she could stand up for what was right, for what was truthful, what she could do for her people and for what was truth. You know, I live in a country where you have to be careful when you stand up and for what you say. You have to be careful because sometimes things happen to people when they stand up. Maybe even in this country, too, there's some places where you stand up and yet, again, people may say something or people may, in a sense, persecute you by what they may do or say. But, you know, God leads us to a place to stand up and to say, this is right and this is truthful. In the book of Esther, it mentions that Mordecai, her uncle, says, Esther, go to the king and plead to the king, save the people. And he says, maybe you are here as the queen for such a time as this. You know, God has a plan for our life. God has a purpose for our life. And I'm so glad that it's not just he tells us what to do and then leaves us on our own. No, he calls us to a partnership with him. And I'm so glad that we can walk with him and talk with him. We can be with him. We're not alone. We're never alone. But he walks with us. And so Esther decided, she says, I'm going to go to the king. But if she went to the king and the king was in a bad mood, she would be killed. And so she prayed and other people prayed and she went to the king and the king said, come and talk with me. But you know, before she went to the king, she said something that struck me recently. And she says, if I perish, I perish. Do you know what perish means? Perish means if I die. And she said, if something bad happens to me, then so be it. I'm doing what is right. I'm doing what God has for me to do. And I'm going to stand. I'm going to live for God in that way. And so she made that commitment. And sometimes God calls us to a place that is not easy. Sometimes it's a school. Sometimes it's a workplace. Sometimes it's another location that we're maybe not familiar with or another culture. God calls us to that place for a plan and for a purpose. And it's our responsibility is to say, God, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the New Testament, we see Jesus saying for the followers, he says, take up your cross. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. When we look at the cross, we don't always see necessarily a beautiful picture. The cross by tradition and by history is kind of ugly. But when you see what Jesus did on the cross and you see that it's God's plan and purpose, it becomes something beautiful. God's plan is beautiful. And when we say yes to that, oh, God is glorified and God is honored. And his plans and purposes are put into effect. And so let's honor God with our lives. At the end of the story of Esther, you know possibly that, again, things worked out. What was meant for evil for the good people was turned around and fell on the evil people. And we see God is a just God. And that he has the last word. He has the end of the story. I'm so glad that he holds our hands and holds our lives in his hand. And that he is able to take those strong and evil things and turn them around to be good. Let's say yes to God. And we appreciate your prayers as we return to China. We appreciate your prayers just again as you think about people around the world. We need your prayers, especially this year, just to go light into darkness, into a new area that we'd be able to shine and share God's word. And if something happens, then may it be God's will and God's work that happens in our life. But let's say whatever God calls us to do, let's say, yes, Lord, I will do it. No matter what the cost is, no matter what trials or tribulations there may be, let's say, God, you be glorified. You be exalted. I'm so glad I did when I was a camper here at camp. I'm so glad that I've been able to do that, again, each step of the way. And you know what? I know those here, I see brothers and sisters that have been here for many years, and they also have said yes to the Lord. I don't think we're going to regret that. In fact, I know we're not going to regret that because there's great things ahead. So let's continue to do that in our lives. Let's continue to say, God, I want to follow you. I want to do your plan and your purposes. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. Saving us, helping us, keeping us. Thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord.
I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes. That's a very simple song, right? Can we just sing that together? How about we just close our eyes? All of us, just let's close our eyes and let's just sing that to the Lord. Let's respond to his call to us. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes. yes, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 take us, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let's join our hearts now in love and faith for our brother and sister as they return. For their family, for their children. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we're so thankful that you have put your call into their hearts. And they said yes to you. And Lord, you have led them and you have made them a blessing, and we thank you. And Lord, as they have asked again for our prayers, for guidance, for open doors, for unction, dear God, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would fill them to overflowing, dear God, that they would move and live in the power of the Holy Spirit. God, that their words would not be their words, but that it would be your words spoken through them. Lord, we believe that you will give them many souls. Souls that are hungry for you. Souls that maybe have never heard your name. Dear God, we're so thankful that you have given them this open door. And now we pray that you open hearts to the message that they bring. The message of Jesus Christ and his salvation. And so we commit them to you. We commit their children to you. Keep your hand upon them. Protect them. Oh, Jesus, give them good health and strength, Lord. Give them traveling mercies. Again, we just commit them to you and to your keeping, that you may be glorified, that Christ would be seen in them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to have Brother Pedro come and share with us. I don't know if your boys are going to sing before or after. Now? They're going to sing now. Okay.
Come, come, right up. Brother Stephen Liebman. This is our oldest group. Soldiers of Christ. Future counselors at Pilgrim Camp. Missionaries. Ministers. Why not? Believe God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength. My all in all, here in the love. curse has lost its grip on me.
Let it be constant.